Additive manufacturers nationwide are expected to benefit from a new agreement between a subsidiary of GE Aviation and the Department of Energy. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. As GE designs more intricate 3D printed engine parts, the machines that make them have to improve. Christine Firstos is in charge of technology at GE Additive in Westchester.
It's almost like Etch-a-Sketch, if you remember those days, where you draw it, but we're doing it layer by layer, and we're getting properties and shapes no one else could imagine.
So the Cincinnati-based company is looking to the DOE's Oak Ridge National Laboratory for help. That's where Mo Khalil's staff is designing a 3D printed nuclear reactor.
It's about this high. So about to my waist, and I'm going to say, you know, if I extend my arms, that's actually about the diameter of that reactor.
He says Oak Ridge also has the world's most powerful computer. Together, they will focus on the processes, materials, and software needed to broaden the adoption of additive manufacturing so that not only GE, but smaller manufacturers can also benefit. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.